The Texas victory set off a night of wild celebration in the streets of Austin, which NPR's John Burnett was more than happy to watch.
The University of Texas at Austin has the largest student body in the nation. And at this moment, midnight, under a crescent moon, it seems they're all out on the street that borders the university, known as the Drag.
Look at the horns, baby!
The crowd is a pulsating sea of burnt orange, the school color. Some hold roses, others beer bottles. The university co-op has opened its doors to sell thousands of freshly minted T-shirts and caps that read, 2006 National Champions. P. Ryan Petkoff is a 23-year-old marketing graduate. Like many in Austin, he noticed with amusement that the national sports press focused on the odds-on favorite USC with its new Heisman winner, Reggie Bush.
You know, the whole week, we were underdogs. No coverage, no nothing. And I went to school for 5 years, and tonight I wish I would have stayed for 6, because this is the most incredible scene I've ever seen. And we proved that Texas is bigger than everybody else.
Austin is at heart still a university town, big but not big enough to support a professional sports team, so the Longhorns are everything here. The official Longhorn Rose Bowl slogan, "Live the Dream," has appeared everywhere in recent weeks.
Princeton, you're my hero!
But if the night belongs to anyone, it is quarterback Vincent Paul Young Jr., who ran for 200 yards, passed for 267 more, and scrambled in for the come-from-behind, last-minute, game-winning touchdown. Don Barry is a 52-year-old research engineer at the university. Like nearly everyone else out here, he stands in awe of the 22-year-old junior from Houston, who was the 2005 Heisman runner-up.
I mean, he's in the last drive, he's in the huddle smiling. Fourth and five. No big deal. If you guys can't catch it, I'll just run it in. I mean, what can you say about him? I mean, have you ever seen anybody just take control of a game like that?
He's amazing. He is just, he's unbelievable. And we loved that he scored at the end.
Charlotte Campbell is a middle school teacher and a UT grad.
As a mother, I love that his mother calls him every morning and prays with him. So I love that.
As the crowd dances in the streets, the 300-foot-tall UT Tower is bathed in orange light with the huge number one illuminated on all sides. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.